Howling for You. Written by Specky Geek Girl.
Read by Raven.
Summary: living with Hannibal had both drawbacks and benefits. Living with Hannibal had both drawbacks and benefits. A drawback was that they moved around too frequently to keep even one dog, let alone the number of dogs Will preferred to live with. A benefit was that when Will missed canine company the most, letting Hannibal collar and leash him was both quieting to his mind and soothing to the part of him that howled restlessly without a pack of his own to lead. Some nights were peaceful ones. Hannibal, with a glass of wine beside him and a book in one hand, the other buried in Will's hair, petting and occasionally pulling while Will sat on the floor with his head on Hannibal's lap. Some nights were not. Will's mouth smeared with blood, bright red, caught between Hannibal's teeth when he grinned and called Will, "My very good boy." Bruises showing red where they'd ripen to purple by morning, both from their victim's thrashing and from Hannibal's grip tightening in excitement on the back of Will's neck before he whispered, "Attack." And some nights weren't peaceful, but they were kept just between them. Will's whines and yelps stifled into a pillow before Hannibal hooked a finger in the back of his collar and pushed him up, insistent on hearing every sound he wrung out of his sweet pup until the last howl of passion tore its way from Will's throat. The end. Thank you for listening.